You're listening to the Miles to Go podcast, the go-to source for travel tips, news, and reviews you can't afford to miss. Now, here's your host, travel expert Ed Pizza.
Welcome back to another episode of the Miles to Go podcast, where we bring you the latest travel news, tips, and tricks each week to help you save money and travel better. Today's episode is focused on how to keep track of your miles and points. And we've got a pretty cool giveaway as well. I've been using Award Wallet for as long as I can remember, but we've never discussed it on the podcast. I caught up with Jeff Brownson, who runs the Award Travel 101 Facebook group for Award Wallet. If you're not already a member, you should definitely check it out. At any rate, Jeff and I dove into why Award Wallet is such a critical tool for so many people, and also some of the new features that can help you earn the most miles for the dollars that you're already spending. One quick note, remember you can always email me, ed@pizzainmotion.com, with questions or suggestions for a future episode. Stay tuned after the interview with Jeff to hear how you can win some cool prizes from Award Wallet. Back on Miles to Go podcast, and I'm talking about one of my favorite tools today. It's something that we've used in the Miles and Points community for years and years, and for folks who are starting to get into the game, I always recommend it. And we've talked about it on my blog frequently, but never on the podcast. So I roped Jeff Brownson on to talk with me about it. Jeff runs the Award Travel 101 Facebook group and all the other Award Wallet social stuff. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Hey, Ed, thanks for having me.
And for those of you who do like podcasts, you should also check out Jeff's podcast, the Award Travel 101 podcast, where you can find it on all the same places that you find us, Apple, Google, all those great places. Let's jump right into the basics so folks know what we're talking about. You know, Jeff, how would you describe what Award Wallet is?
So Award Wallet, that would have been an easier question a few years ago, because it's kind of expanded. But the basics of how Award Wallet started and what the main goal at the beginning was, is it's a service that helps you manage and track your rewards balances in a variety of accounts and all of your loyalty programs, from airlines to hotels to car rental companies. It even does shopping, different shopping loyalty programs now. So you can track all of those balances, and the goal really being that you don't end up losing miles, or you don't end up losing points because they expire.
Yeah, and some programs have moved to a no expiration date model, but there's still plenty of currencies out there that do expire. And I think the big key here too, I always think of things through a family lens, because we travel as a family. And one of the great things that I like about Award Wallet, and we're going to get a little bit more into this about the difference between Award Wallet and Award Wallet Plus, but I think that the big thing about Award Wallet that you can do is you can track multiple people through it. So I can track my wife and my kids, and so I fly, almost every week for business or for pleasure, whatever, but my kids, not as frequently, and certainly a lot of times they'll fly on award tickets. And so they do have miles in a lot of these accounts, but small amounts. And so a big thing that Award Wallet's done for me over the years is help keep track of those smaller balances so that I don't lose those miles. I can put them to good use.
Yeah. And that's, I use it for that. Absolutely. I currently, it looks like I'm tracking 73 different accounts, and those are across my accounts and my wife's and my two kids. I think I have a couple of my father-in-law's accounts in there.
Yeah.
But it's great. I like to use it also. I'll pull up my full page of balances when I'm looking to book awards and see where I have the most awards, or see if the kids have enough. I think both my kids just earned enough on American that we can get them a domestic one way again with their own miles, which is always fun to book, because you try to book it and then they say that you can't because they're an unaccompanied minor, and then it's
right.
It becomes a little bit of a mess and requires a phone call. But it's nice to know that I can get them on that single itinerary with their own miles rather than having to use mine. So it's a good place to look when you're going to initiate an award search of your own. You can see exactly what you have to work with.
So where this came into play in the very beginning was, for all of us folks that were big miles and points geeks, we would, anytime a program would offer free points for anything, we'd sign up for it, because that's just what we did.
Yes, I did that all the time.
Yes, and you'd have miles in all these programs that you're like, I don't know if I'm ever going to use this, but you want to remember it all. And so that's what Award Wallet started as, but it's really morphed into something more now. And that's certainly it at its basic, but I think you touched on a good point, which is, keeping track of where you have the most points, but I'll take that even a step further and say that, you know, as the award wall has grown, it shows things like, you know, free nights that you might have with a hotel program like Hyatt, and it can keep track of upgrades that you might have with somebody like United. So it shows you not just your points and miles, but it can show you some other things that you're holding on to that could be of value. And like Jeff said, you know, driving that dashboard when you're booking your next trip, if you're getting a free night, say, for signing up for, I don't know, one of the hotel credit cards, you know, Hyatt or Marriott or something like that, it can be really easy to forget that you have that free night, and then you come up on the expiration date and you haven't used it, and bummer. I mean, that was the whole reason you kept the card.
Yeah, and that's a great feature that's available with Award Wallet Plus, and you can see all of the different, they call it extra reward account properties, but it's basically those free nights, those suite awards, those upgrades, whatever you have available. It's easy to see those and when they're going to expire. It actually is taunting me right now because I'm looking at mine and I have a couple of 60,000 point nights with Marriott that expire in November. So now I have to book a trip because I've seen that on there.
All right. So that's a good segue because I had forgotten that some of that stuff was a part of Award Wallet Plus, just because Plus has always been where I've turned to when I've used it. So let's talk about what the reason might be for somebody to upgrade. So, and I think we should cover too, the basic Award Wallet service is free for anybody to use, but there are plenty of benefits to sign up for Award Wallet Plus. And let's talk about why folks might want to do that.
Yeah. So like you said, it is free for the basic account and you can track your balances. If you want to see more of the expirations, the basic account allows you to see expiration for your balances for three accounts. If you want to have that for unlimited accounts, that's one of the major benefits of having the Award Wallet Plus account. Award Wallet Plus costs $30 for a full year, so it's not too much. It helps pay for some of the development and the back end that goes on. It also, with Award Wallet Plus, you get those extra account properties, the suite nights, the credit card reward nights, anything, any promotions that you have on that account, you can see. You don't get that with the free accounts. You can see the historical account balances for some accounts. But really the big things that I like about Award Wallet Plus, and the reason, like you said, I've been doing it since they first started offering it and well before I worked with them, is the ability to see the expiration on all of your accounts and the ability to see those extra properties of the different accounts.
You know, when I think about the things that I use Award Wallet for most, are, you know, two key things. You know, the ability to track for multiple family members, and that sort of ties into the notifications that Award Wallet has available. So, you know, when I log into Award Wallet, even though I've got my dashboard there, you know, I can't say I'm always looking at all the accounts for my wife and kids and stuff like that. But, you know, for their accounts, I set up email notifications so I'll know if something is getting close to expiring. And this is where credit cards can really fold in nicely, in that if your kids have a small balance with, say, somebody like United, and this doesn't work for every program because not all of them have transfer partners, but if you're using, say, you know, Chase Ultimate Rewards points, you know, via one of their personal or business credit cards, you should be able to transfer points to one of your children's accounts. And they've gotten tighter about who you can transfer to and what's defined as a household member and stuff like that. But traditionally, I've used my Award Wallet alerts to notify me if I need to ship 1,000 points over to one of my kids to keep their points active. And then the other thing that I'm a bit of a nerd here, but I do like that I can pull everything out into Excel from Award Wallet Plus, and I can just like tally up what I've got and run that against like what I'm trying to redeem to make sure I have enough points in different places to redeem for, you know, say like the trip our family took to Australia last year.
Yeah, and it really helps a lot with planning when you can do that, and you can pull it out and you can see, I want to take 4 trips in the next year. Am I going to have the points for that if I keep earning at these rates, or am I going to have the points in these different programs to go to the different regions of the world? And that's, like you said, another great benefit of the Award Wallet Plus side of things.
I never used to think that wasn't a thing that was, you know, specifically relevant for me years ago. And I'm assuming it's the same for you, in that we had our programs mostly in the airlines and the hotels themselves. Like I had American Airlines Advantage miles and I had, you know, United Airlines Mileage Plus miles. But now I have a fair amount of American Express membership rewards points and I have a ton of Ultimate Rewards points and they can go lots of places. They can go to Hyatt just like they can go to, you know, British Airways or United, whoever, with those Ultimate Rewards points. And so, you know, as I start to plan a trip, I could be splitting up a portion of that for the airline tickets and a portion of that for the hotels. And, you know, those balances can add up quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in the process of booking. When you first said, can we record today? I said, yeah, I'm waiting to hear back from my wife to see if it's okay and she can get a couple days off. But I was doing exactly that earlier in that I looked at the various programs. I looked at United, I looked at American and saw what I could find for award availability. And then my next step was, okay, what can I transfer some of my transferable currency to book this for less? And it looks like I'm going to send some Citi thank you points over to Avianca Life Miles and book that way because it's a little bit cheaper and it'll save me some points in the end.
So lastly, before we run out of time today, I wanted to discuss a couple of new features that Award Wallet has. And I haven't even played around with them this much, but I love the concept of it. And these might sound a bit nerdy, but if you're getting started in the miles and points world and you're trying to figure out how to maximize your earnings and you're not someone who's a road warrior like me who travels all the time, merchant lookup and reverse merchant lookup are, I think, right in that wheelhouse of making sure you're earning every mile you can for what you're spending on credit cards.
Yeah, we get a ton of questions in Award Travel 101 about what will this code as? If I spend money here, what is that going to come in as travel? Is that going to come in as office supply? What will this business code as on my credit card statement? And it's easy for us to send them over now to this merchant lookup tool, and you can put in the name of the merchant. And it's very simple to use. It's on the left-hand side of the Award Wallet page when you're logged in, up near the top, and you just type in the merchant name, select the merchant, and then it will tell you historically what that has coded as for all of the data that we have. And we do have quite a bit of data. We have over 600,000 members at this point and track well over 600 different types of loyalty accounts. So this isn't just kind of one guy's look at what do I think this will code at. This is a ton of information that we're using to provide this for people.
You know, when you and I got set to record, you know, I poked around a bit on the website because I don't spend much time obviously looking at like the About Us part and stuff like that because I just, you know, I use Award Wallet for what I use it for and I know what it does for me. But I was kind of shocked at the number of loyalty programs because certainly I don't use anywhere near the almost 700 loyalty programs that you guys can track. I have, you know, I don't know, 20 or 30 or something like that in there. But boy, like 700 almost 700 programs, 694 as of a recording that you can track via Award Wallet is a pretty humongous number.
Yeah, it is. And it kind of makes me think I should go look in those and see what I'm missing out on sometime.
Right. I got 660 programs I'm not earning in. I got to figure out what those are.
I need to find them. And my children have even more because I have way more accounts than they do. So that's a good place, I guess, if you're bored on a Saturday morning, you can go scroll through the different loyalty accounts that Award Wallet supports and see where you can earn some points and save on your next vacation.
Yeah, they have a page of supported programs, and it's one heck of a long page with lots of things I've never heard of. Boyne Rewards was one of the ones that I wrote down when we were going to record. So, well, awesome, Jeff. Thanks for hopping on and talking through a bit of Award Wallet for folks. You know, when you're not hopping on the podcast here with me, tell folks where they can track you down.
So the easiest place to find me is on Facebook in the Award Travel 101 group. It is a closed group, so if you're not a member, just ask to join and we'll take a look at the answers to your questions and approve you, assuming that you're a legitimate person and not some sort of bot or spammer. You can find me there regularly taking part in conversations. We just launched a brand new Instagram channel for Award Travel 101, and that's the username, Award Travel 101. So you'll see that expanding, especially over the next couple of weeks as I travel to Europe for a couple of weeks. We'll get some good travel photos up on there. And then my personal accounts, if you want to find me, they are both on Twitter and Instagram at Miles and Pints, which is miles like traveling and pints like beer, because those are my two loves.
and a third love of the Red Sox, which we will have to get into in a future podcast episode when they're actually eligible for the postseason.
Maybe we can argue about that sometime when the Red Sox aren't having a terrible season.
All right, Jeff, thanks a bunch for joining us. Safe travels. We'll talk soon.
Yes, thanks so much for having me on.
We'll be right back on the Miles to Go podcast. back to wrap up this week's show, and instead of pennies, this week I have prizes. Award Wallet was nice enough to give me two things to give away to you. First up, if you're not an Award Wallet Plus member, I'm giving away some free memberships. This upgrade gives you access to more details about your various loyalty accounts, allows more frequent updates, and can also help you earn more miles by maximizing your spending. If you're already an Award Wallet Plus member, don't worry, got something for you as well. You can win Balance Watch credits. These can be really valuable when you're waiting for points to post to your account or transfer, so you can book an award that you're waiting on. Check out the blog post on either pizzainmotion.com or on the Miles to Go website, miles2go.boardingarea.com. You'll need to sign up for my mailing list. If you're already signed up, don't worry, we won't subscribe you a second time. And if you sign up and you really hate the mailing list, I hope you don't, unsubscribe. I promise I won't be too offended. And if you're one of those people that likes more ways to win, there are some bonus entries if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'll draw the winners next week. That's a full wrap on this week's episode. A big thanks to Jeff for coming over to talk about Award Wallet with me. And a big thanks to Alexi at Award Wallet for sending over those prizes. I also want to take a moment to thank each of you for continuing to support the show. I love seeing our numbers grow each and every week. If you've got a question that I can help answer or a suggestion for a future episode, you can drop me an email at ed@pizzainmotion.com. You can also hit me up on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Pizza in Motion. And you can find me blogging at pizzainmotion.com. If you've listened this far to the show, I have to believe that means that you like what you're hearing. If that's the case, please tell a friend and make sure you subscribe to get our episodes downloaded each and every week as soon as they're released. I am definitely thankful for each and every one of you who tune in every week to hear what we have to say about the world of travel. Until we upload again, we've got miles to go.